Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Most people know actor Richard Madden as Robb Stark in the HBO series Game of Thrones.
Tell Lord Tywin, winter is coming for him.
Now he's the star of the Netflix show Bodyguard, playing Sergeant David Budd, a police officer who stops a terrorist attack and is assigned to protect the UK's Home Secretary.
I was in Afghanistan. Some mates get killed, nearly got killed myself for what? Nothing. Politicians, cowards and liars, ours and theirs. People full of talk that will never spill a drop of their own blood, but you and I, we're just collateral damage.
The show is nominated for 2 Golden Globe Awards, including one for Madden as Best Actor. And Richard Madden joins us now from Los Angeles to talk about it. Richard Madden, welcome and congratulations. A lot of people probably know you best as Robb Stark, but what attracted you to this role in Bodyguard?
I think what really got me going was the kind of ambiguity of all the characters. They all live in such a grey zone of what's good and what's bad about each of them. And the script kind of plays with that idea throughout it. And that was something that was really exciting to me. I found them all very human, and their motives and their motives changing throughout the show. I think that was all really exciting, and it was kind of, it was a brilliant read, and that's what really drew me in.
Because your character in particular, you're a hero, but at the same time, you're doing a lot of things that maybe you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, he's a hero, and he's a villain, and he's damaged, and he's really strong, and he's a protector, and he's a victim. You know, all these kind of these brilliant contrasting things.
Well, and one of the things that this show gets into, which is very topical right now, is the idea of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, which is something that your character suffers from after time serving in Afghanistan. I want to listen to a scene from the first episode when your character meets up with an old war buddy who wants him to join a veterans support group.
Yes.
I always wondered if you'd turn up sometime.
Soapbox is not really my thing, mate.
That's not how you were in Helmand.
Yeah, it was a crazy time out there. Try to put all that behind me. You know, I'm making a proper go of Civvy Street.
You put PTSD on your job application, who's going to hire you? Right? Just because it's not visible.
So as you were preparing for this role, did you meet with people who have PTSD?
Yeah, I did. I spoke to some people. One of the main problems with talking to people about PTSD is people don't want to talk about it. Character David Budd, he's in denial about what his situation is and how that affects him and how bad it is for him, which is not as simple as we see in the movies sometimes. This, you know, someone drops a glass and they dive for cover and have mad flashbacks.
Right.
I mean, that can be an element of it, but I think there's a lot more subtleties and a lot more constant living with this disorder that's that was more important for me to bring out and show those subtleties and how people actually carry something all day, every day with them.
So as an actor, how do you do that? How do you express the tension between those multiple layers of emotion?
I don't know. That's a very good, very difficult question to answer. I'm not really quite sure how I did it. I think it was just trying to build this character and build that into him. You know, this denial of it, but this kind of constant bursting out of it at points, which is particularly difficult for a man who's a protector and trying to kind of very much look after everyone else and not taking care of himself.
I want to listen to another clip from the first episode. Your character's boss, and also lover at some point, is the UK's Home Secretary, who's played by Keeley Hawes. She expresses some hawkish views on the Middle East during a TV interview at the BBC. Mm-hmm. And later, your character confronts her about it. Here it is.
May I ask, ma'am, that interview you did on telly, did you mean what you said?
I'm sorry.
About the Middle East.
See, I don't only say what the people want to hear. I'm about doing the right thing and making the hard choices. The thing is, David/Dave, I don't need you to vote for me, only to protect me.
Rest assured, Mum, I'll do what's required.
You know, Richard Madden, as I was watching that, I was thinking to myself, I wonder if this could have even aired or would have even aired 10 years ago, like right after the Iraq War. This is such a feeling that a lot of people are thinking now about the sort of hawkish nature of a lot of governments in this world.
Hmm. I think that was just a really, that was a really interesting in part of the story there, where he's kind of, he can't help himself. This, all these things that are built up inside him are kind of bursting out, and you know, he very much oversteps the line in having that conversation with her, because he can't help it. He's got a lot of rage and anger at the system and at these people that put him in that position.
What is it like to do a show like this where there are, in this case, six episodes and that's it for the moment?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's brilliant. I love this kind of contained element of it. It really means as an actor, I can throw myself in and very much did for a kind of 5-month shoot, which is very grueling and intense. And it, you know, if it was to be like some other show formats and 13 episodes and a kind of 9-month shoot, I'm not sure how well that would go. I kind of, I loved the intensity of it and this kind of really fast paced, you know, high octane drama that we managed to get with the kind of contained 6 episodes.
How does it compare with Game of Thrones?
Very different. I mean, very different, because in Game of Thrones it's such a huge ensemble, but Bodyguard is very much, cameras kind of just on my character a lot of the time, so that kind of brings a different weight and responsibility, which, I mean, I very much enjoyed.
Do people still stop you on the street and talk to you about being Robb Stark? I mean, has this show and its success sort of overtaken that for you?
Absolutely. People still talk to me about Robb Stark, which I love, because it was a character very close to my heart. And it's just, I mean, I'm really thankful I've had the opportunity to play David Budd and be in Bodyguard, and that's, you know, something else, so that I'm not kind of purely defined by just one show, which is really exciting for me. I've kind of tried my best since I left that show to be diverse and try different roles and different things, so I'm really glad that something like Bodyguard has done so well and travelled so well, so, you know, I'm not just typecast, I suppose, as this young prince or king. I can do other things, and it's been nice to be able to express that.
Prince or king who died so gruesomely in the Red Wedding. Are you like afraid to go to weddings now, you know, because you never know what will happen?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think that's a very different world, actually.
Right. Now, people are apparently, I've been reading, talking about you as the next James Bond.
I mean, that's it's very flattering to be involved in that whole conversation. I think that's, you know, I'm kind of blown away with that, because people have such attachment to that character and such ideas of who should play it. So it's lovely for people to be saying that, agreeing or disagreeing with it. But that's all just speculation.
And you're in the cast of the Elton John movie Rocket Man, which debuts next year. You play his one-time manager and lover, John Reed.
That's right, I do, yes.
What drew you to that role?
It was just completely different for me and really exciting. I love Dexter Fletcher, the director, and really talented actor Taron Egerton and Jamie Bell involved. And actually, it was the script is so fantastic. It's this strange, hard to describe. It's like Moulin Rouge on acid about Elton John, which, you know, I picked it up and read it and went, yeah, this is great. I'd watch that movie. So, you know, I want to be in it. And I got to play this really amazing character who is in many ways a villain, which again is different for me. And I mean, also I'm singing and dancing in it. So that's a whole different skill set required as well.
Do you like to play a villain or a good guy more?
I've played lots of good guys. I enjoy playing a bit more of a villain in Rocketman, you know, and in Bodyguard. I love playing the ambiguity and actually playing both, because sometimes he is a villain and sometimes he's a good guy. So, I mean, I'm really excited about kind of the different roles that I'm getting the opportunity to play at the moment.
So I was reading an interview that you did with the Sun newspaper, and you said that you got into acting because you were shy and overweight as a teenager, or that was part of the reason.
I wasn't overweight at that time. I was very shy. I was a very shy kid, and I got into acting into a youth theatre to try and combat that and give me a bit of confidence before I went to high school. And that's really where my kind of acting career started. I got a film when I was 11, and then a TV show for a few years, which took me out of school, and it kind of rolled on from there.
And what's been the toughest moment for you over the years?
The toughest moment.
I mean, it can be a tough career, right? You're always auditioning.
It can be a tough career. I think I did a good, actually, I've been doing a lot of theatre for many years and very much wanted to get into to camera acting and more television and film stuff. And I think in the UK, it can be very much one or the other when you're starting out. You can only be in one of the circles a lot of the time. And I made a deliberate effort to stop theatre for a while and focus on trying to get camera work. And actually, I was out of work for about 10 months. And had very little money. Actually, my last money I'd spent on my rent, and I was going to have to go back and move in with my parents. And that was a really tough, depressing time. And then right at the end of that 10 months, I got cast in this show called Game of Thrones. That changed the game for me a bit. So one of the best things that happened in my life came out of one of these darkest moments.
And do you still watch Game of Thrones, even though you're dead on the show?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I love it. I watch it as soon as it's out, yeah.
They don't give you the script beforehand to tell you what's going to happen?
No, thankfully they don't anymore. That's one of the joys of being dead now, is that I can just see what happens each season, and I don't know what's going to happen next. And luckily my friends, they know to not tell me anything. Not that they would anyway, because HBO would kill them, but to not tell me what's going to happen. And I can just be a viewer now, which is a really great thing.
That is Richard Madden, who stars in the Netflix show Bodyguard. He was also Robb Stark in Game of Thrones, but check out Bodyguard if you haven't already. Richard Madden, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.